few cities face a bigger crime problem than Jackson, Mississippi. The per capita homicide rate a couple of years ago was about 14 times higher than the national figure. Jackson's police department has shrunk to less than half its former size. So the state is expanding the authority of its own police officers, a move that divides Jackson residents. Why would that be? NPR's Martin Costi gets the story from the streets of Jackson.
There are two police departments patrolling the heart of Jackson, Mississippi. There's the regular city department, and then there are these officers.
What's going on?
Driver's license?
Driver's license?
Yes.
This is a traffic checkpoint set up by the Capitol Police Department, even though we're 2 miles from the Capitol building. In a city plagued by carjackings, this checkpoint gives these cops a chance to look at your license and shine a light into your back seat.
You have a blessed night and be safe, okay?
All right.
It used to be that Capitol Police mostly just protected state buildings, but the legislature has expanded their reach into the city, a 9-square-mile area where they can write tickets, respond to street crime, shootings, even murders.
I feel like it's militarized, right? Over-policed, enslaved, militia.
Danielle Holmes is sitting in a park in the heart of the Capitol policing zone. She's an organizer with the Poor People's Campaign, and she says the state is imposing its own idea of what policing should be, bypassing the city's black leadership.
This is a thing of black folks can't govern, black leaders can't govern, so we'll show you how to run, how to move, how to talk.
Things got especially tense last month when the Republican House passed a bill to create a separate court system with unelected judges for the Capitol Police Patrol Zone. Jackson's black mayor likened that to apartheid. The plan for a separate court system is in limbo right now because the state Senate is resisting it. But in both chambers, legislators are still interested in expanding the Capitol Police into even more of the city.
We're here to help provide manpower. We're here as a force multiplier.
Bo Lucky is the Capitol Police Chief. He's had the job since last spring, and in that time he's doubled the size of the force to about 120 officers. That's at a time when other police departments have struggled to find enough recruits. Lucky says his department has adopted a style of policing that he calls extremely proactive.
There's a certain level of respect that the criminal element has for Capitol Police at this point.
But others say Capitol Police are too aggressive, pointing to a rash of shootings by its officers in the past year. They say Jackson's own police department is more restrained. JPD officers certainly know this city. Take Captain Julian Loney. He commands the 2nd Precinct, part of which overlaps with the Capitol Police's patrol zone. He grew up in these neighborhoods.
Y'all like me?
Yes, sir.
Loney pulls up alongside two men who are changing a tire in the dark. Blown tires are a constant menace in this city with crater-sized potholes. They recognize him instantly.
What up, man?
What up? We all right.
Y'all good?
All right. Y'all good?
We'll get our haircut at the same barbershop.
Driving through South Jackson, Loney points out the decaying houses. Some are boarded up, others burned out. But he doesn't give up hope for these neighborhoods.
They just need somebody to come in and love it just a little bit to help get it back.
Then he interrupts himself, noticing a red SUV go by. He recalls that model car was just reported stolen, so he does a 180. He spends the next 10 minutes checking apartment parking lots where he knows that people often stash stolen cars. As he searches, he talks about Jackson's crime problems.
Carjacking, armed robbery, a lot of these shootings, it's coming from the youth. So we got to figure out what can we do to steer them from the path that they're on.
And as to the expansion of the Capitol Police, Loney says he welcomes the extra help. But for state-level Democratic politicians, the expansion of the Capitol Police has become a symbol of white Republican arrogance. That's how House Democratic leader Robert Johnson put it at a recent public event to discuss the difficult relationship between the white majority state government and the black capital city.
I look at what they're doing with the Capitol complex and the expansion of the police force as a disenfranchisement. The people that they're going to be policing have no say-so, don't elect them, don't elect the person who appoints the police chief, and I just think that's too much of a departure from the way policing should happen.
For instance, that driver checkpoint that the Capitol Police set up, the Jackson Police Department can't do those checkpoints as freely now because they were hit by a civil rights lawsuit. And then there's the question of vehicle pursuits. Jackson police officers are under clear rules about when they can risk a chase. But with Capitol Police, no one's really sure. When NPR asked them for their pursuit policy, the document provided by the state was redacted. Joseph Wade is Jackson Police Department's assistant chief.
We're still trying to work through the dynamics and what it looks like.
Wade calls the expansion of Capitol Police a, quote, very unique situation, and he hopes the two departments can get better at cooperating. But he doesn't agree with the view of Capitol Police as some kind of occupying force of outsiders.
Most of the officers who they have on their force, we know them. Some of them were former Jackson police officers, and some we've known our whole entire career. We consider them friends, personally, and on a professional level.
Three-quarters of Capitol Police officers are black, though the chief, Bo Lucky, is white. He says he understands why some Jacksonians are concerned, so he's trying to meet with community leaders.
What they're hearing on the streets, all the negatives, all the naysayers, that's not what we are. We're here to support them, not take over.
One of the locals who sought Lucky out recently was Hosea Hines, the pastor of a church in South Jackson. He came away reassured, and he says his parishioners seem to want this.
I hear people talking about they want to be safe, and if it takes more police officers, then that's good.
But Hines says that doesn't change the fact that the white leaders of the state legislature were high-handed about how they did this.
Rather than making some decisions about people's lives, you should have brought people in to talk with them as it relates to it.
Hines says now that there's been so much protest and national attention, the state legislature seems more interested in getting the input of the people being policed, something he says they should have done in the first place. Martin Costi, NPR News, Jackson.